Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Kara. Hey, Kara, she sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for a story about a secret underground tunnel that transports you back in time? Me too. Let's go! One day, Kara was trying to build a boxcar. She had always dreamed of being able to drive around her neighborhood in a fancy new car. She had spent weeks collecting boxes and tape and all kinds of things to build this very cool car. She really wanted it to be purple with gold stripes, because definitely gold stripes would make the car faster. That's a great idea, Kara. Well, today was the day to add the wheels. She had already built the seat and like the main car part, but cars have wheels, right? Yes. How many do they need? Is it two or three or five or... Oh, four. Yes, four. She needed four wheels, and so she didn't know exactly the best way to make a wheel, so she found some really strong cardboard from a thick box and had drawn four circles on this very thick cardboard. This was going to be her wheels. As she cut the circles out, very carefully, she poked a hole through the wheels and added it onto her car. "This is awesome!" She was so proud. It was like a convertible. It didn't even have a top. Wow, this was going to be amazing. As she finished her car and pushed it up to the top of the hill, she was excited for the ride of her life. She strapped on her bike helmet and put on her duct tape seatbelt. 3, 2, 1. As Kara gave her car a boost, it rolled down the hill and zoomed through the neighborhood. Woohoo! This was the best day ever. Her creation was racing around the neighborhood. Whoa, what was that? Kara said. She passed some kind of tunnel that she'd never noticed before in her neighborhood. As she turned the car around and screeched on the brakes, she stopped the car and got out. Wow, I don't know if I've ever been to this part of the neighborhood before. See, I guess her car was really fast and zoomed around to all kinds of new parts of the neighborhood. But look at that. There was a tunnel in the side of a hill with some branches from a tree kind of blocking the way, but there was definitely some kind of tunnel. As she walked towards the tunnel, it was pretty dusty, and she moved the cobwebs out of the way, and it smelled kind of musty and dusty. Ugh, gross. But wait, there's a light on the other side. Look at that. As Kara started to walk deeper and deeper into the tunnel, she walked to the other side. Wow, it goes all the way through, but wait a second. Where am I? As Kara looked up and looked around, she was no longer in her neighborhood. And I'm pretty sure she's very far from home. Oh, hello over there. Hi, my name's Kara. What's your name? Oh, hello, my name's Maya. You look strange, said Maya. What do you mean I look strange? Kara looked down and she looked very normal to her. But Maya did look kinda different. Huh. Well, where are you from? Oh, I'm from right over... Wait, there was a tunnel right here a second ago. Kara didn't know where that tunnel had gone. But as she looked around and saw all the other people, she realized that she was in a very different place. She had transported back in time to the time before cars. And look at that. There's a dirt road. As a horse carriage drove past Kara, it sput up a whole bunch of dust and dirt that she had never seen like before. Whoa, Maya, where are we? Kara, this is my home. And why do you look so confused? Because I'm from the future. And I'm from a place of where there's cars that drive on streets, not horses. Maya looked very confused. Wait, what is a car? What does that mean? Is that a new kind of horse? Kara then realized that this was not going to make any sense to Maya. Oh boy. All right, well, I guess we can just go play. Kara and Maya quickly became very good friends. And all of a sudden, something terrible happened. Help! Help! Somebody help us! There was some kind of commotion coming from town. Kara, let's go check it out and see if we can help, said Maya. As Maya and Kara raced back over to town, they saw, oh no, there was some kind of accident or something. A horse carriage was driving nearby, and I guess it ran over a very big hole in the dirt road. And the tire on the horse carriage had come off and broken in half. Oh no, how are we going to help them? Said Maya. Kara had a really good idea. You see, she had just spent today building her own car with its own wheels. I bet she can figure this one out too. Kara instantly ran over to the forest and grabbed a whole bunch of branches. Kara, what are you doing? What in the world are you thinking with these branches? Said Maya. I have an idea that could fix that tire. Check this out. Kara picked up that old broken tire and wrapped some vines around it that would tie the broken pieces back together. I see what you're doing, Kara. How did you come up with this idea? Said Maya. Well, I was actually just building a car. I was doing something at my house before I came here, and I was just building some wheels. Wow, you're so smart that you know how to build a wheel, said Maya. Maya had never seen a car or built something like Kara had built today, but I'm really glad that Kara had that experience. As she put all the vines and sticks and tied that broken wheel back together, they were able to get that broken wheel back on the horse carriage. Wow! Great job, Kara! You actually fixed that wheel. That's pretty impressive that a kid like you could do that, said Maya. Well, that's nothing. You should see my car back home. You keep talking about a car, said Maya. I really don't know what that means. Well, it's kind of like this carriage here, but instead of a horse, there's buttons. And when you push the button, it makes the car go zoom. I mean, the carriage goes zoom. And it goes really fast, faster than a horse could pull. And it's pretty awesome. And Maya just kept laughing. Wow, Kara, you have a wild imagination. I wish I had an imagination just like you. It was time for Kara to go back home. She said goodbye to Maya and ran back to where that tunnel was, and sure enough, it was behind some bushes on this side of the world. As she snuck through the bushes and crawled through the tunnel to the other side, she could see a light far on the other side, and that was her neighborhood and her car waiting to drive her home. Wow, what a wild, awesome adventure that Kara just went on. Isn't that so cool? Yeah, a long time ago, before cars, they had horses and carriages that would bring them around. Well, I'm so glad that Kara was able to help them fix their wheel based on her experience of her building her own car. That's pretty amazing. I think this is just the beginning of Kara's amazing skills. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Attica from Washington, Jasa from Minnesota, Maxwell from Pennsylvania, Owen and Charlie from Hanover, Pennsylvania, James from Colorado, Juniper from Oregon, and Brooke and Hannah from Maryland. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!